Okay, seeing no one from the public, we'll go on to the election of officers. Election of the chairman. I'd like Kathy Toko.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. For the election of the chair, I would like to nominate David Flynn as the chairperson, and if that is supported, I'd like to speak to that.
All right. Is there a support?
Support.
Okay, support.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Individually, each of us as commissioners have our own priorities, our own agendas, and our own goals. However, it's the board chair who bears the responsibility of the quality of this board as a whole. We must keep that in mind tonight as we elect our board chair. After a review of the last 2 years, it's my suggestion and strong hope that we re-elect David Flynn as chairman of this board. Chair Flynn has demonstrated a genuine willingness and ability to work across the political aisles. During his first term as the chair, he routinely sought direction from the board, encouraged participation from both the Republicans and the Democrats. The result of his efforts was a much more cohesive board than we have seen in the years past. He has diplomatically navigated the sometimes challenging but always interesting dynamic between this board and the Office of the County Executive. He has effectively and professionally communicated on behalf of the board with all of our external audiences. He has been proactive in identifying issues and held firm on the board's many positions. He is dedicated to the education of this board on complicated issues, and he has ensured the delivery of unbiased information, as evidenced by his work relating to the Great Lakes Water Authority. Our constituency has certainly benefited from our well-informed decisions. Under his leadership, a systematic approach to the budget process has been established and has been proven effective. He has operated the office of the chair with transparency, publicly providing the board with detailed monthly reports of his priorities and accomplishments. Regular announcements have been made on our website and through social media. He is consistently looking for new ways to improve the board's performance. He has reorganized our board staff, redefined positions, and created the valuable legislative affairs position. Most recently, he has proposed significant modifications to our committee structure. He has committed an extraordinary amount of time to this office and possesses the energy and enthusiasm to continue to move our board forward. I'm confident that David has earned the respect of each and every one of you, and for these reasons, I hope that you will join me in supporting Commissioner Flynn for chair.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this? Okay, hearing none, we'll have a vote. All in favor of Commissioner David Flynn for chairman? Raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The new chairman is David Flynn. Now for the vice chairman. Oh, he does that. Okay. Should never give a woman a gavel, I tell you that.
Thank you, Carmella. First, I want to personally thank you for your support, your confidence, and your trust. I'm truly honored to be reelected for my second term as chairman of this board. And on a personal note, Commissioner Toko, thank you for those very kind and generous words. I'd like to thank members of the County Executive Office that are with us here today. I see Deputy Executive Delden, Carmella Sabal, the clerk, Sheriff Anthony Wickersham, and then other members of countywide elected offices, state legislators, employees, friends, and family. Thank you for taking the time to be here. A new year brings new opportunities. Over the holidays, I spent a lot of time reflecting on my years here and our service here at the commission level. And there's a few important lessons that I've learned. And it's that vision is important and leadership matters. As commissioners, we can and we do influence change. Legislatively, we have a role to champion issues inside and outside of this system. Elected office allows us to take votes on issues that are before this body, but it also gives us a voice in our communities to represent the districts that we have. As chairman, it's very unique in nature. It has a great deal of responsibility, but not necessarily the authority to make those decisions alone. This means that on every single issue, I have to, and the chair has to, work with commissioners to build coalitions, to reach a majority, to reach a supermajority vote on those things, to get anything done. And as every issue is different, so is every coalition. But I think the common thread and the underlying theme is that we build these coalitions so we can move this county forward. During the past several years, Macomb County residents have experienced tremendous change. They've experienced it in their economy. They've experienced it in their government, our role in the region here in Macomb, and also significantly in the diversity of our citizens. After a devastating decline in our state's economy, we're finally starting to see some sense of sunlight. We're starting to see a resurgence. While we are diversifying our economy and we're adding jobs and people see their home values going back up, we cannot be quick to assume that everybody's received this full recovery. If you look at median household income, it still lags behind what it was in 1999, and many are still without work. When it comes to our government, this Board of Commissioners, as many people will see, has a lot of empty seats. We used to have 26 members, and now we have 13. We're leaner, we're more focused, and we have the role of serving as the legislative branch. We're in charge of the purse strings. We have a $628 million budget. The commission also holds policy-making powers of the county, as well as we are the public forum for which residents can become educated, they can be engaged, and they can actually speak to issues that they care about. With four solid years under this form of government, I'm poised to believe that this commission is ready to continue to provide that depth and substance to the political process. Most importantly, and I think people will recognize that as they look around here in Macomb County and throughout the region, but specifically here, we've undergone a dramatic change in our demographics. Our identity has changed from a largely rural and automotive manufacturing bedroom community 30 to 40 years ago to a much more diverse place. President Jim Jacobs of Macomb Community College gave a report at the end of 2012 that highlighted things that still astonish me, that we have moved from a non-white population from 4 to 16% in the past 20 years. Our senior population in the next 5 years is going to increase by 15% alone. We have 94,000 residents in Macomb, 11% of our population that are foreign-born. And when it comes to refugees, we have the most refugees coming into the state of Michigan at 1,500 per year, and 40% of the refugees who come to the state of Michigan come to Macomb County. That increasing diversity creates new challenges, but it creates new opportunities. As leaders and service providers, we are responsible to make sure that we provide services in new ways that deal with the different lives and the different cultures of people to make sure that they receive critical services that they need. When it comes to Southeast Michigan, our regional assets are just that. Because of the leadership of Macomb, Oakland, Wayne, and sometimes Washtenaw and St. Clair County, we're actually working together. We're actually making sure that we have more access to our assets. The Detroit Zoo, since the millage, each year they've had more than 1 million people attend. The DIA, 72% of Macomb County residents visited last year, almost 10% of our population. COBO, the Regional Convention Center. If anybody's been there recently, you'll see major renovations that have undergone that bring more conferences, that bring more conference to this area. But more than that, you'll see that we saved the International Auto Show, where it belongs right here in Metro Detroit. The Great Lakes Water Authority that Commissioner Tocco touched upon, something that we debated for 2 months last fall. There's 200 days where our appointees actually are going to go in a room and actually try to negotiate equitable lease terms to make sure that we finally have some accountability with a utility that everybody uses. And last but not least, I know an issue that's near and dear to myself and this commission is the Regional Transit Authority. For the first time ever, we actually have a board, we have a director, and hopefully in the next 2 years, by 2016, they will put together a comprehensive plan that connects our residents, the places they work, the schools they attend, and the entertainment they enjoy, and put this before the voters to decide if we're going to have an important economic driver and we're going to change the social fabric of Southeast Michigan. As we begin the commission in 2015, we have a robust agenda in front of us. Some of the initiatives that started for the past 2 years, we're actually going to have an up or down vote on in the next few months. Bonding for retiree health care, which does come with significant risk, but it is the best option to uphold our obligation that we have made to our employees over the years. We're going to continue to be proud to support Martha T. Berry Medical Care Facility and its employees, both of which are very much a part of Macomb County and its social safety net. And we are going to take an up or down vote on a space utilization plan in downtown Mount Clemens that will redefine the footprint here and how we deliver services to the public. And we also must be mindful that we have to be leaders when it comes to pushing for higher educational opportunities, when it comes to job retraining programs, because the more skills, the more college education people have here, the more likely we're going to actually get investment, and the people who live here are going to be able to get jobs. And when we do that, we also have to make sure that we're looking at the aging, the immigrant, the refugee, and the veteran populations that are increasing here in Macomb County. And I'll close by talking a little bit about where we've been and where we're going. This Board of Commissioners is secure in the knowledge of its role under the Charter. Its understanding has been affirmed by the courts twice, and we will continue to place our focus where it belongs, which is the job of advancing Macomb County through solid checks and balances and through negotiation and compromise. To the Executive Office, I see Deputy Delden here, who has been a great partner to work with on a day-to-day basis. I always have an open door policy and will continue to do so for your boss, Executive Hackle, and for everybody in your staff. My leadership style has always been trying to be an inclusive and welcomes all discussions regardless of how hard the issue is or how tense the situation is. Because of that approach, I think we have made some significant progress in the past 2 years. We have a streamlined communications protocol, a structured budget process, an accredited medical examiner's office, engagement from departments, and always an open line of communication, because that's how you get the job done. When it comes to the biggest constitutional issues of this board, I think that set precedent for the long term. I think that this board is also ready to stand by its principle and seek clarity when it's absolutely necessary. But it is my ultimate hope that we will stand united as a board as we accomplish these goals together. There will also be other issues that individuals of this commission bring up or that we see throughout the years that collectively need to be addressed. Later in this meeting, under new business, I'll propose committee leadership appointments, which will ensure balance and bipartisanship, because I think that's the best avenue to actually get things done. And I'll close by this. 2 years ago, I said that I wanted to make a personal commitment to work hard every day to ensure that this board meets and exceeds its responsibilities under the Macomb County Constitution, to its residents, to its employees, and I'm going to continue that in the next term. This board will continue to be one of action, and I want your engagement. I want your feedback. I want us to have a vigorous debate, because we have serious issues that will define our future, and this is the time to make that happen. So again, thank you again for your trust and confidence. Moving on to nominations for Vice Chair, I recognize Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to nominate Commissioner Tocco for Vice Chair, please.
If support, Commissioner Sauger.
Yeah, reluctantly, I will support that. Yeah, I'm it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Commissioner Miller, do you have anything? No. Are there any other nominations? Going once, going twice, going three times. Nominations are closed. Clerk, call the roll.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Brown.
Aye.
Commissioner Duje.
Yes.
Commissioner Flynn.
Yes.
Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Yes.
Commissioner Marino.
Yes.
Commissioner Mijak.
Yes.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Yes.
Commissioner Sauger.
Yes.
Commissioner Smith.
Yes.
Commissioner Tocco.
Yes.
Commissioner Vosburg.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioners.
Next is C, Sergeant-at-Arms nominations. Commissioner Vosburg is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to nominate Steve Marino for Sergeant-at-Arms. If that's supported, I'd like to make a comment.
Supported by Commissioner Sabatini. Commissioner Vosburg.
Thank you. I've come to know Steve over the past year and a half, 2 years, and have found him to be a delightful young man who is very energetic in what he does. He's very conscientious, and I think that as Sergeant-at-Arms, he will make us proud and make sure we stay in line and that the members of the audience don't ever try doing anything that isn't allowed. So I'm very proud to nominate Steve for that position.
Any other nominations? Going once, going twice, going three times. Nominations are closed. Without objection, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Commissioner. Adoption of the board rules, supported by Miller and Smith. Any discussion? Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Thank you, Chair. We're making one small change today, but there are a few other changes that will need to be made, and there may be some changes that commissioners are interested in moving forward. So we're going to take another look at this at the government ops meeting. So if any commissioners have any requests that they would like considered, if they could get with Andrew, and I'll keep in touch with Andrew on that. So thank you.
And as I've discussed with many commissioners over the phone in the past probably 4 or 5 days, I think it'd be appropriate at the first Government Operations Committee that anybody who has an amendment to the rules or would like to make one, please pass it along to our office so we can vet it through Corp Counsel and Independent Counsel, put it in writing so commissioners have time to review it, and we'll take an up or down vote at the first Government Operations Committee. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that will, yes. Thank you.
Perfect. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The Macomb County Board rules are unanimously adopted. Approval of 2015 meeting schedule. Moved by Brown, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Commissioner Sabatini.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to make the recommendation based on the schedule if we could move JPS or HHS to either the first Monday of the scheduling week or the second Monday, depending on holidays, rather than having them back-to-back each month.
Is that a motion?
It's a motion.
Is there support? Mr. Brown? Any discussion? Commissioner Miller?
I appreciate my good colleague bringing this forward, and as I told him, however the votes go is fine with me, but I'd have to vote no on it because it's better. Scheduling items are always difficult, but to have three mornings as opposed to four mornings, I think, might provide more flexibility for a lot of commissioners who have other responsibilities too. So I'm going to be voting no on this motion.
Commissioner Duje.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there's any way that we can work together between HHS and JPS to possibly move those dates around somewhat, because I understand that having back-to-backs twice in a row is difficult for people that are working. I think that between HHS and JPS, maybe we can come up with some sort of solution to make this a little easier on people that are working. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a vote. Please raise your hands. All of those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion passes. Do we have to vote? Is that the intro? Got it.
Okay.
Any new business before the commission?
Wait.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Bosberg.
Is that an amendment to the...
I just asked Corporation Counsel, and he said we didn't need to take a second vote.
Okay. Then I thought I heard that it was an either-or. I was going to make an amendment to say, to specify the first one of the cycle or the second week of the cycle.
We already voted.
So it's, who decides if it's first or second? The first week or the second week?
It was the second week unless there was a holiday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Thank you.
Any new business before the commission? Commissioner Toko?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules so that you can introduce the new committee structure and the proposed committee chairs.
Do I support? Support by Commissioner Smith. Is there any objection? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The rules are suspended. Commissioner Toko?
I'd like to introduce the committee chair recommendations for the 2015 and 16 term. Has that been placed before everybody's desk?
It is my understanding it has. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Duje?
Yes. Can we spell my last name properly? Other than that, it's fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll work on it. Commissioner Vosburgh?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the benefit of the audience, would the maker of the motion read that? The motion?
Sure, I can. The government operations, the chair recommendation is Veronica Kleinfeld, vice chair Bob Smith, health and human services Andre Duje, vice chair Bob Smith, economic development and infrastructure would be co-chairs Jim Carabelli and Robert Myjack, finance chair Fred Miller, vice chair Don Brown, Justice and Public Safety Chair Kathy Vosburgh with the Vice Chair Steve Marino, and the Audit Committee Joe Sabatini with the Vice Chair of Kathy Vosburgh.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The committee leadership passes unanimously. Any public participation? Going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Duje.
Present.
Commissioner Sager.
Present.
Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Here.
Commissioner Flynn.
Here.
Commissioner Myjack.
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Present.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Vosburgh.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Toko. Commissioner
here.
Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Carabelli, supported by Commissioner Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
I know.
I'm going to go to the next one.